Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway. And with us today, we've got our library crew back with us. First of all, will be the children's librarian, Suzanne Kestel, now joining us. So thank you very much, Suzanne, for coming on.
You're welcome.
So we've got a busy month of October, slate of activities happening here. Let's first of all talk about maybe some unique programming, starting off with some Halloween festivities.
Yes, we are having our children's Halloween costume exchange again this year. And so what that is you bring your children's costumes that they have worn before, outgrown, whatever. And then we give you a coupon. And that starts Monday, October 3rd. And then on October 24th, you get to shop with that coupon. So for each costume you bring in, you receive one coupon, and then you redeem them the week of the 24th. So it's a good way to get rid of your older costumes and get new-to-you costumes. We just ask that they be clean.
Sure.
And good repair, and then you'll get a new one in place.
Tell us about some of the other ongoing programs that you've got happening this month at the library.
Okay, so we are continuing our Saturday story times and our fall story times. The Saturdays, we go an English and then a bilingual, English bilingual. The next 2 weeks, we'll be talking about bugs, and they will be making a bug mask. And then in our fall story times on Tuesday, that's for the 18 months to 3-year-olds. And then Wednesday is the 4s and 5s. And we're talking about bugs also. We're talking about ladybugs with them. So they'll be making a ladybug. Those programs all start at 10:15 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturdays.
And it's not you have to sign up ahead of time. You can just show up that day. Is that right?
On Saturdays, you can show up. On the fall story times on Tuesday and Wednesdays, we do ask you to sign up because I get a little folder made up for you with the songs, sure, the attendance, your craft. So that's why I ask for registration. We do have We Wonders on Thursdays.
Oh, yes, yes.
And please. We Wonders is for the birth through 18 months. And those babies receive a free board book every time they come because we want to encourage them to start a home library. So every time you attend, you receive a free board book.
Why bugs as your topic for the fall?
We had the ISU Bug Zoo come.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the traveling insect
zoo.
Yeah, sure.
And the kids just so thoroughly enjoyed that. I thought, you know what? I don't know if I've ever done a story time about bugs, you know? So I decided, hey, let's do it. And so that's what we're doing.
Okay, awesome. Is there any other programs you'd like to talk to us about today, Suzanne, for the month of October?
On October 28th, there's our Halloween Spooktacular. And the library participates in this. And the difference between us and everybody else is we give away a free book. And so the children do receive candy, of course, mm-hmm, but I also have books out according to kind of ages and or grades, and the children get to pick a free book, and that's always fun. It's a big decision, a hard decision for some children.
Can be, yes.
But they enjoy it. Anytime we can hand out books to children, get those books in their hands, we're willing to do it.
And now we turn our attention over to the Perry Library Director, Mary Murphy, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mary, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, let's kick off your very busy month of October with an ongoing program with Chess at the Library. Tell us about the successfulness of this particular activity.
Actually, it's kind of surprising,
okay,
but it's going and people are interested in having it continue. And so we're very, very pleased with having David Oliveira come. He's enjoying it also. He's surprised at how successful it has been. And it's always kind of synergistic, and we play off each other because he's enjoying it and we're getting people in the library. And so it's been a win-win.
Tell us again when that occurs and what times people need to be aware of.
Okay, it's on Thursdays and Saturdays. And on Thursdays are 4:30 to 5:30, and that's K through 12.
Okay.
5:30 to 7:30 on Thursdays for all ages, and 2 to 4 on Saturdays.
And talk to us about your next upcoming Mystery Book Club on October 4th.
The Mystery Book Club is The Physicist's Daughter, which is kind of interesting. It's set in World War II. I finished it. I'm the discussion leader. And it's about a munitions factory in Louisiana and how this physicist's daughter she's working in the factory, and she's a welder, which is atypical of women back then, the 1940s, and I'll leave you hanging right there.
Because it wouldn't be a mystery book club with you telling everything. Right,
right.
And when is that supposed to take place?
That is October 4th, because it's Tuesday afternoons at 2 p.m. And then that it follows on the next day is the Never Too Old for YA book club is October 5th at 6 o'clock. We have four book clubs at the Perry Public Library, and two are in the afternoon and two are at night.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the book that's chosen for the Never Too Old for You book club.
Well, White Smoke by Tiffany Jackson, and the age range for this book club is really large because it's called the Never Too Old for YA book club. Yeah. Because young adult books are very much, how should I say, most of them are about choices, okay. About something topical and something that you can talk about and have opinions about. Jessica leads this, and she does a very good job.
Now, can you give us a glimpse into what the next books that are selected for the next book clubs that are coming up, so people maybe get a little bit better chance to read a book before a week before the actual book club meets?
All four book clubs are on our website, and we have all the books chosen throughout the rest of the year.
Okay.
I know in the monthly book club that I lead, in addition to the mystery book club, we use the December meeting to choose the books for next year. Okay. So we actually have a little Christmas cheer and some goodies.
Very cool. Yeah. And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program. Here with the Perry Public Library Director is Mary Murphy, along with Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel. For the part one of our two-part series, Let's Talk Dallas County is brought to you today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.